Last night, a most unusual political event took place. A new political party launched its federal campaign, but the public weren't invited, the media was excluded, the location was secret, and the campaign was launched by a foreigner. I'm talking about the Australian Liberty Alliance. It's the anti-Islam party, and was launched by the controversial Geert Wilders, leader of the nationalist Dutch Party for Freedom. After being granted a visa by the government, he addressed the invitation-only crowd of around 200 last night just outside of Perth. The party made its own recording of this event, though this program has not been able to obtain a copy of that. However, James Carlton did speak ahead of last night's launch with Andrew Horwood, a director of Australian Liberty Alliance.
We would like to have Senate candidates in all the particular states of Australia. We may have a few candidates in some of the lower houses. We have four fundamental concerns: the lack of respect in society, our poor educational standards, the high debt that we have, and its religion of Islam.
And you believe the Labor Party and the Liberal Party are letting Australia down in that respect?
We do. That's why we've had to form a party. It's no small thing to form a party. We've been doing this for the last 2 years, getting all the groundwork organised. We feel political correctness in this country is stopping honest and frank discussions about what's happening.
What would you like to say, unshackled by political correctness?
We are obviously highly concerned about the future of this country, and we don't believe the religion of Islam fundamentally fits with the values of this country. We do have a great country. Everyone knows that. We're seeing what's happening with Islam overseas, particularly through the Middle East and through Europe. And the same thing's going to happen here because the religion is the same. And so in order to find out the solutions to the issues we have, we need to have honest and frank discussions. And that means when there is an awful event, as there was in Sydney a couple of weeks ago, some major people in political parties said it was a political event. Now, it wasn't a political event. It was actually Islamic terrorism. And that's the difference, where other parties will dance around the edges and call it a political event. We would like to be upfront and honest in a respectful way, but say it was Islamic terrorism, and we need to discuss that and work out what is best for this country in the long term.
Isn't Islamic terrorism political?
Islamic terrorism comes from the fundamental beliefs of Islam. And yes, Islam is a political movement as well as a religious movement.
So the terrorist attacks were political?
No, the terrorist attacks came from the religion of Islam. And by saying political, they're just not wanting to use the word Islam. You have to say it was an Islamic terrorist attack.
And who's saying it isn't?
Initially, when it came out, they were suggesting it was a political event, not an Islamic terrorist attack. We need to call a spade a spade.
Who's they?
As I said, people from the major parties. That was the message that was coming out in the first few days as they were dancing around the edges.
Your party proposes a 10-year moratorium on immigration from majority Muslim countries. What effect would banning immigration, say, from Indonesia have on our relationship with that country?
Well, that's a good example of having an honest and frank discussion. What we're suggesting is we do have a 10-year halt until we better understand how we can deal with it. We have to think of the safety of our citizens first before the relationship with Indonesia. It's not to say that we don't value the relationship, but we are allowed to have some laws in our country, and Indonesia won't be affecting those laws.
Indonesia is a democracy, a partner of Australia in the fight against terrorism, a country with deep ongoing two-way economic links with this country. Should there not be an exemption at least for Indonesia from your ban on immigration from Muslim countries?
No, until we understand better the religion of Islam, until the religion of Islam can sort it out, I think the best thing we do is actually have a ban on it. And that's for Indonesia to have to work through itself. But we have to make sure that we protect our Australian citizens first.
What about countries like Saudi Arabia, Iraq, UAE? These are our allies in the fight against Islamic State. Should Australia end its military relationship with those majority Muslim states?
I think Australia should be out there with the rest of the world to help the Middle East become peaceful, We are a rich democracy. The first thing the West needs to do, and we're part of the West, is to try to help solve Syria. But we need to have a good plan working forward to make sure that can actually happen.
And should that plan include Islamic kingdoms like Saudi Arabia? Or for that matter, Iran, where we have a Shia theocracy, which is also fighting Islamic State?
How those countries want to live is totally up to them. We have...
Well, they want to live without Islamic State, and they want Australia's help destroying it. Should we provide it?
As I said before, I think we need to be there. If there's an end result that we can achieve, we need to be there with the rest of the world. But the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq have that. That's up to them. The same way that we want to have our own laws here, we respect the right for them to have their form of government.
Tell me about separation of religion and state. You say that must be enforced?
Absolutely.
What about, though, your policy to ban face coverings? Isn't that, by definition, a combination of religion and state?
No, not at all. We don't need to feel ashamed about wanting to ban facial coverings in public. We have laws, for example, against nudism. We don't allow people to walk around with no clothes on. And as a group, we feel comfortable with that law. And equally, as a group of people, we like to be able to see people's faces. So we don't need to feel ashamed about asking in society for people to have a few clothes on and that we can also see their faces.
The Australian Liberty Alliance says the Constitution doesn't need to be changed. It's suited us well for many years and it'll continue to do so in the future. But the Constitution has a race power, one that gives the Commonwealth the power to make laws on the basis of race. Doesn't that go against your policy?
What particular law are you talking about in the Constitution, James?
The race power of the Constitution, which says that the Commonwealth is empowered to make laws specific to any race. This is the provision that's proposed to be removed in the process of recognising Indigenous people in the Constitution.
We would like to see all people in this country treated equally. That's the foundation of democracy. There will always be special groups that need a bit more help, and we're happy to do that. But we fundamentally need to see everyone treated equally in this country. No matter where they came from, whether they're black, white, pink or blue, we would like to see them treated equally.
But wouldn't that mean the Australian Liberty Alliance should support the removal of the race power from the Constitution?
We would just like to see everyone treated equally. Whatever laws we need to have in place, we would just like to see everyone treated equally. We do think that's one of the fundamental values of being in Australia. We are starting to see a few groups that are treated differently, but we would like to see everyone treated the same.
And the best way to achieve that, surely, would be to change the Constitution so that the Commonwealth would no longer be empowered to make laws on the basis of race.
At this stage, we don't see any need to be changing anything in the Constitution. It served us well in all this time. We've got this great country, so we're happy to keep the Constitution and work within the Constitution, but make sure that we can keep this country safe and good for our children.
That's Andrew Horwood, the director of the new party, Australian Liberty Alliance, which was launched its federal campaign outside of Perth last night, speaking with James Carlton.